Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer. For 1 week only, buy one, get one. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For so many of us, we use the internet as an essential and integrated part of our daily lives.
Internet, eh?
To video chat with friends that are far away. To view a tutorial on how to fix that leaky faucet. To read the news, check the weather, or plan a trip.
The future is now! Soon every American home will integrate their television, phone, and computer. You can do your shopping at home, or play Mortal Kombat with a friend in Vietnam. There's no end to the possibility.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know this is a
You're
game.
You're 6 feet away.
I know this is a game Don't for you, Miss Thomas.
Don't yell at me. I'm not yelling.
Or step away from the table.
Do not yell at me.
The rule is you have to wear a mask at City Hall.
No.
You know that.
No, the governor lifted the mandate.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I live by my rules. I don't live by your rules.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And I just want to play a couple of cuts to see how the mainstream media is treating this Quintez Brown situation. Again, this guy was the toast of the woke media. BBC, commentator, column in the local newspaper, full boat ride to the University of Louisville, running for the city council or the metro council, whatever they call it. And he just goes in and starts shooting. And he's a big gun control advocate, of course. And he's an anti-police, defund the police type. And so he goes into this this liberal candidate's headquarters, who's running for mayor. I guess the current mayor, Fisher, is not running. So this guy Greenberg is running. He's got more money than anybody else of the other candidates. And this guy runs in and starts shooting at him. And he's out on bail. 2 days later, $100,000. They raise all this money, all the beautiful people, all the rappers, the Hollywood stars, the sitcoms that nobody watches on the networks that nobody watches. They all raise money for this BLM, Black Lives Matter outfit in Louisville that hands over all this money. So all these people, these people on January 6th who were unarmed and who didn't shoot at anybody, some of them have been held basically, without any opportunity to make bail for months, if not an entire year. And this guy who tries to kill a group of people, and some people say, well, this is anti-Semitism because the mayoral candidate is Jewish and this guy is black and he's posted, you know, nasty anti-Jewish ravings on his website. That didn't stop him from getting his column and being on the BBC, but you know, that's the way it is. And so his lawyer says, well, this isn't an anti-Semitic hate crime, this is a mental health issue. Oh, it is. So the mayoral candidate, who's got a hole in his sweater or his coat, says, well, yeah, maybe it's a mental health issue, but why are we letting the guy out? You know, he was trying to kill us. And you let him out. But this is ABC's David Mira. He's a woke puke. He used to work at Channel 5 in Boston. Listen to the way he describes what happened. This guy Quintez Brown, cut 18.
Greenberg was not hit, though one bullet grazed his sweater. The suspect, described as a social justice activist, a community organization freed him on $100,000 cash bond. Supporters say he is mentally troubled.
He's a social justice activist. Now, suppose he had been wearing a MAGA hat and he was a white guy, or just wearing a MAGA hat. It doesn't matter what race he is. If he's wearing a MAGA hat and he goes into a Democrat candidate's office and shoots at him, do you think he's going to be described as a social justice activist, or is he going to be described? He's going to be described as a white supremacist. Again, the race doesn't matter. He'd be described as a white supremacist, a nationalist, an insurrectionist. But he's, oh, and again, a community, and he was bailed out by a group called the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. But it's BLM. It's a community organization. Even NBC had to tell the truth. Cut 16.
His lawyer says Brown is battling a severe mental illness and needs mental health treatment, not imprisonment. The Community Bail Fund, an arm of Black Lives Matter Louisville, posted the $100,000 cash bail.
It's not often you can say good job, NBC, but maybe it's just, you know, in comparison to ABC, calling it a community organization. And, of course, Rand Paul should know something about this because, you know, people like Quintez Brown tried to kill him a few years back at the baseball practice of the Congressional and Senate Republicans. And his neighbor tried to kill him in Newport, Kentucky, the physician. And he also was menaced by Antifa and Black Lives Matter supporters when he left the White House after President Trump's acceptance of the Republican nomination back in July or August of 2020. So he's been multiple times harassed and shot at and menaced and assaulted by these nuts. So this is what Rand Paul had to say about a social justice activist who is a big gun control supporter doing this. Cut 19.
The irony of someone who wants to take away our guns, taking a gun and actually committing gun violence is not lost on most of us. But also the idea that we would sort of, you know, prevent violence by defunding the police. So here we have an advocate who's been in the streets of Louisville for the last 2 years talking about getting rid of guns and defunding the police and how terrible the police are and that violence comes from the police. The police are trying to protect us from people who are trying to kill us. The police are trying to protect us from people like this who tried to assassinate someone running for mayor.
Yeah. And this is Quintez Brown with Joy Reid, another hater. Who has a large bully pulpit to preach her hate-filled diatribes from. Well, it's not a large one. It's MSNBC. I guess it's moderately sized. But bigger than CNN's, but not as big as a normal network. Cut 17, Quintez Brown.
We are here, and we want common sense gun reform. And if you're not going to give us that, then we're going to get everyone out here to vote, and we're going to vote you out of office. So if you want to keep your job, then, you know, give us what humans need. We need common sense gun reform. Get rid of assault rifles. Come on, like,
protect us.
By the way, this guy not only had the 9mm, he had ammo in his pockets. He had extra ammo. He was planning to just really take out a bunch of people here. I think what we need is some common sense bail laws so we can keep these people behind bars. And we also need some common sense institutionalization. Forget deinstitutionalization. We need a lot more institutionalization of the mentally ill. If this guy's mentally ill, let's lock him up. So he can't hurt anybody else or himself, for that matter. 844-500-4242. Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Susan.
Thank you, Howie. This goes back to your conversation with Grace about the transgender men and women infiltrating the women's sports world. I'm wondering, why can't these transgender folks just form their own leagues and be done with it and leave these women and girls alone?
I agree. I totally, Susan. But you know what they're going to say? You know, that would stigmatize us. You know what they would say, right? Some of these women who are on the Penn team and you know have said they don't feel comfortable in the locker rooms because this guy he has not had the operation. He's still biologically male.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
And that, I mean, it's just natural not to feel comfortable in that kind of situation, isn't it?
It's perversion. It's it's rape in a sense without it physically being done, because those women have to be subjected to this stuff. Let them form their own league. Where's Bruce Jenner? Let him stand up and say, let's do something about this.
Well, you know, Susan, you're giving the game away when you call him Bruce Jenner. His name's not Bruce anymore. You know that. It's Caitlyn. I don't blame you for being frustrated. I just don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You know, and most of these women can't even come out and say anything because, you know, they're in an Ivy League college. They probably want to go to graduate school, you know, another elite type of institution, and then, you know, move up in the ranks of the so-called meritocracy, and they'll be shunned if they say anything, because this is the woke world that we live in, unfortunately. 844-500-4242. March 16th is looming around the corner, and I say looming because this is when the Federal Reserve will gather for their key March meeting, and there could be a devastating announcement on its way. Founder of the Manward Press, industry watchdog, and expert investor Andy Snyder is predicting a big announcement following the scheduled Fed meeting on March 16th. It could change America forever and have many Americans unloading their investments and running to the bank. With just one move, the most popular asset in America could suddenly be on its way to becoming illegal. Right now is the time to prepare. Get Andy Snyder's shockproof wealth kit and the simple three-step plan you need to put in place now to help protect your family and your wealth. Learn more at historicwealthevent.com. That's historicwealthevent.com. Learn the simple three steps you need to take now. See how to get your free shockproof wealth kit and learn more at historicwealthevent.com. That's historicwealthevent.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you support doubling the Massachusetts bottle deposit and adding it to water bottles and nips?
Hell no.
84% say no.
It's going down. Oh, how'd you like to be working at a package store and have to deal with a bum who comes in? He's been picking up these plastic nip bottles that have been crushed by cars and then been lying in the snow and the salt and the sludge. Guess what's going to be going on? You know, you have to take the nip bottles back, even if they're crushed. I guarantee you. 844-500-4242. Professional thief with 96 prior arrests is busted again at New York City Target. A self-described professional booster with 96 arrests on a record was nabbed again this week for allegedly stealing from an Upper East Side Target and then released at her arraignment on Thursday, the Post has learned. Michelle McKelly, 42, allegedly boasted about her hustle at the store on 3rd Avenue near East 70th Street, telling cops, "I haven't been caught in a long time. I'm a professional booster. Y'all are stopping my hustle." Listen to her talk here. Cut 23.
I professionally obscured some items consisting of polo and Ralph Lauren shirts and hands for the winter.
Okay, and you got a pretty nice shirt on. Did you steal that shirt?
Did I obscure this shirt? I sure did obscure this shirt.
Right. Will you go stealing now? I mean, will you steal even now that you're out on supervised release?
I have to give me an outfit.
You have to what?
I have to give me an outfit.
You have to get a new outfit.
I have to get a new outfit.
Okay, so you're going to go steal it.
So I have to go work.
Work is stealing.
I don't call it stealing. I call it professional. I'm a professional booster.
I professionally obscure. She has at least four other open cases, one for robbery, a felony, and three for misdemeanors. She has one felony conviction, two misdemeanor convictions, and has failed to show up to court at least 27 times. And she's got a public defender. That means she's running it on our, she's got her lawyer on our tab. She's homeless.
She called herself a professional booster.
Yeah.
Is that what Joe meant when he said this?
A fully vaccinated booster person is the most protected against COVID.
Well, she's protected against going to jail. I don't know about COVID. You know, the Surgeon General just tested positive for COVID. So, but, you know, jail, the bail reform law in Albany protects them 100%. Wish they could do the same thing for COVID. Oh, man. The same judge that let her go also ordered supervised release for another alleged serial thief, Stephanie Lindau, who police sources said has 72 arrests on her record, most of them for petite larceny and burglary, which I guess is professionally obscuring stuff. She has 21 misdemeanor convictions and 12 failures to appear, as well as seven open cases. The hearings came after the same judge set monetary bail on Tuesday for another alleged serial thief in Manhattan, Jamal Pringle, who was busted for stealing from a Rite Aid this week, and who has that's the guy who had 167 arrests. He's an ultra professional booster with 167. He puts Michelle McKelly to shame. Wow. Pringle's priors, I like that, include one case in which he allegedly threatened two people with a stick, telling them, "I'm going to kill you." Christopher, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christopher.
Howie, this craziness with Greenberg in Louisville, you can find a dime a dozen white liberals here in Cambridge and adjacent in Medford. They believe in this defund the police, but when they get attacked, when they get stolen from, they are the first to cry crocodile tears. I just can't understand the narcissism and the nastiness that someone else is a victim of a crime, they should suffer, but the rest of us have to just deal with it.
Yeah, you know, his exact quote, Christopher, is Greenberg says he was traumatized by the shooting. You think the people he wants to represent as mayor, you think they're traumatized by all the shooting that's going on? Whatever the color of their skin, right? Whatever party they belong to. Everybody's traumatized by crime. You know, here's what Mitch McConnell said. I'm confident that if activists claiming to be conservative tried to assassinate a politician, whatever his mental state, the media would open a 24/7 national conversation about rhetoric on the right. He's right. Go ahead.
Oh, it never stops, Howie. And it's like with, I think it was Mary Gay Scanlon in Philadelphia. She sponsored the George Floyd Citizen Policing Act. And then a year and a half later, or a year later, she gets carjacked. And it's been crickets from her ever since. Like, there are people, actually poor people, or actually vulnerable people who are attacked on the streets. They get no justice whatsoever. But this Greenberg guy, who supported police, so-called police reform prior to being shot at, he has allowed his community to suffer, like communities across Massachusetts have.
Right.
And there's no recourse to normal people. And it's these white young liberals, like not like myself, but young and white like myself. I'll take out the liberal part to me because that doesn't describe me. But they think that it's some sort of force shield, like, you know, the 90s version of, okay, where you've got the invulnerability cloak. And they think, oh, if I say defund the police or, you know, George Floyd,
right,
you know, somehow I'm not going to be a chief of Massachusetts or general.
So listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. This is Greenberg, who got shot at. Our criminal justice system is clearly broken. It is nearly impossible to believe that someone can attempt murder on Monday and walk out of jail on Wednesday. He just realized this? He went to Harvard Law School. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You think it's over with COVID-19? Just because the Democrats' polls are plummeting? Just because Fauci doesn't come out as much as he used to? Go to the green room. You would be incorrect. The cult of COVID will not give up without a fight. There is a new variant. This from CNN. The BA.2 virus, a subvariant of the Omicron coronavirus variant, isn't just spreading faster than its distant cousin. It may also cause more severe disease and appears capable of thwarting some of the key weapons we have against COVID-19. New research suggests. New lab experiments from Japan show that BA.2 may have features that make it as capable of causing serious illness as older variants of COVID-19, including Delta. And like Omicron, it appears to largely escape the immunity created by vaccines. Ah! A booster shot restores protection. Oh, thank goodness, Pfizer. Let's give Pfizer and Johnson and Moderna some more money, more booster shots, making illness after about infection about 74% less likely.
That was not announced by the Surgeon General because, you know, after taking all of his booster shots and everybody in his family taking a booster shot, guess what? He's got COVID. He's got COVID. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
All I could think of when I heard that was, where's Ted? But listen, every time anybody gets a booster, we're all getting boosted because we're all paying for it.
I know.
We're getting boosted every day.
I know. Yeah, there it's. And they just want to keep printing money. Keep everybody masked. I got to read this story here just a little bit from this guy who went to a Broadway play, and it's just amazing the way they're treating. No wonder they can't get anybody to come into New York City or Boston or any of these cities where these mask mandates still exist. Thanks for the call, David. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Howie, I got a good solution. Everyone wants change. Let's change all the bathrooms to XXXY, all the sports to XXXY, chromosomes. Never mind men's this, women's that. Change it to chromosomes. Checkmate.
Yeah, but it's how you identify, Tony. You know that. They've got a way around everything. You know, they can't have their own games because that would stigmatize them, and it's how you identify. That's all that matters. You know, you don't even have to be taking treatments, let alone have the actual operation. You just have to identify, and it depends day to day. It can change from day to day. Gender fluid. Thanks for the call, Tony. Derek, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Derek.
Howie, I totally wanted to talk about transgender athletes. But your latest tirade on the latest Omicron variant had me in stitches. All I could think of was Blue Oyster Cult and Creature Double Feature with all the helpless on subway trains screaming, my God, as Godzilla looks in on them.
By the way, I did not make any of that up. That is from CNN. I just read it. That's it. I mean, it's like, you know, I could do the same thing if I look for 2 minutes, I could find a climate change story like that about, you know, all these terrible things are going to happen and everything is going to be. Oh, I actually know there was one today. There was a story from Buffalo, New York, and it said Buffalo in the future, Buffalo is going to be a very temperate place and people are going to flock to Buffalo because it's going to be so warm because of global warming. And I thought to myself, just keep dreaming, Buffalo. Just keep dreaming. Thanks for the call, Derek. 844-500. You know, again, global warming and climate change and the rising of the sea levels are so great that it wasn't just enough for Barack Obama to buy a seafront mansion on Martha's Vineyard on the Atlantic Ocean. Now he has gone, what, seven time zones away to Hawaii to build another oceanfront mansion. Because that's how concerned he really is about the rising level of the seas. He's not going to have one, but he's going to have two oceanfront mansions, one on the Atlantic, one on the Pacific, or as he says, in Asia. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
I'm just blown away by the Barack Obama doing whatever he wants, and the healthy college kids. I've called you before. My son's in Wellesley at a college that mandated triple vax, so everyone's boosted with masks. They have tests twice a week, and five of his friends right now have COVID. So the shots are ridiculous, and I feel like Biden is going to get up at the State of the Union and say, oh, we're past this now, just so he has something positive to say.
You think anyone's going to believe it, though? I mean, he's already taken one victory lap. He said in July it was over, basically. Then he said we're looking at a long winter of death and darkness, right? And now he's going to declare victory again? I mean, how many times does he get to declare victory? And then, I mean, this is a seasonal virus, as somebody said. You know, when it's summer, people in the hot areas, the red state areas like Texas and Florida, and the South in general are going to come inside into the air conditioned inner spaces, and then they're going to be more susceptible, and then the rates will go up in Florida when they're going down in the Northeast and the Midwest, and it's just going to keep happening, it's seasonal, like the seasons, right? But the media is going to portray it as Ron DeSantis has turned into Ron Death Santis again. Greg Abbott doesn't care about his population coming down with COVID, whereas the cautious northeastern governors like Hochul and Murphy and Charlie Parker, their rates are going down because it's warm and the virus dies when it's warm. Thanks for the call, Jane. 844-500-4242. Someone says, 508, amazing how you can go from U.S. Senator for a year and a half, then President for 8 years, and have the dough for two oceanfront estates. Listen, it was more abrupt than that. There was a Democrat convention not that long ago in the larger scheme of things, in Boston in 2004. That was not even 18 years ago. He came in. He was going to make a speech. He checked into his hotel room, gave him a credit card, and he couldn't use the credit card because he either hadn't paid the bill or he was above his limit or whatever. He was basically indigent, even though he had the degree from Harvard Law School, even though his wife had the degree from some Ivy League law school. I don't know if it was Harvard or some other place. And they were indigent. They didn't have real jobs. They gave up their law licenses. And yet we're supposed to think everything's on the level. And we're supposed to be angry that Donald Trump took a plane to Naples a couple of weeks ago, made some money at an event. Like the Clintons didn't make any money, like the Obamas haven't made tens of millions, hundreds of millions, like the Bidens haven't made at least tens of millions. 844-500-4242. This is a column by Douglas Murray in the New York Post. And he's talking about how he had some friends that came into town and they said, we're going to treat you to a night, a Broadway play. You know, and everybody, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. And he was with a bunch of people, including, I guess, Jordan Peterson, the psychologist from Canada who's on YouTube. And there were several of them that all went in there. You know, and when you go into a Broadway play, you're not looking for trouble. You know, it's a fun night out. It costs a lot of money. You get dressed up. You have a nice dinner before or after, etc. On the way into the theater, bouncer-like staff screamed at us to have the correct cues and have the right documentation ready. We appeared to be visiting Azkaban, not Hogwarts. It was just the first of the evening's delights. inside the Lyric Theater, they had tried to recreate the atmosphere of an English boarding school. As a survivor of such establishment, I can tell you they did a grand job emulating the most sadistic aspects of such institutions. All through the auditorium, prefects marched up around with signs saying, "Masks up!" Soon a member of staff came up to me to warn me that I had failed to pull my mask up fast enough after my most recent swig of beer. As the show began, someone with a name badge saying Libby came over and told off another member of our group for failing to bring her mask up swiftly enough after sipping another of their overpriced drinks the Lyric Theater had just sold us. As the show began, it seemed that Libby had identified us as troublemakers, flagrant sippers. After the lights had gone low, I noticed Libby standing at the end of our row, now staring down, hands on hips. There she stayed, glaring through the dark. Whenever she slipped out briefly, another monitor took Libby's place. Eventually, Libby got what she wanted. About an hour into Act One, she spied through the dark that a female member of our party had failed to replace her mask swiftly enough over her nose and mouth. Libby clambered behind our... Libby clambered behind our row in the stalls and startled my friend by spitting at her loudly to pull her mask back up. So then they asked to see the manager, and Libby said, "I am the manager." She was gonna clink. Jordan, this is Jordan Peterson, the guy you know from YouTube. Jordan and I both asked for further guidance on what exactly constituted permissible sip length. You know, now you swallow it, and then how many seconds do you have of grace, period? I later learned that checked the ticket prices and was astonished to see that the tickets for Harry Potter ranged between $149 and $329, meaning my kind host had paid a couple of $1,000s for a night out where we were sold drinks we could not enjoy in a theater we were invited without refund to leave. So Libby finally said to them after they didn't take their masks, get their masks back up quickly enough, "I'm going to get my COVID safety team." It was hard to relay how reluctantly we returned for Act Two. The only moment of relief came at the show's climax when the Dark Lord Voldemort appeared on stage. Very scary, high tension. Some cowering from the younger members of the audience. Eventually, the Dark Lord came down off the stage and made his way scarily through the center of the auditorium. "He's going to tell us to pull our masks up," said some wag. A portion of the theater dissolved into uncontrollable laughter. Sounds like a lot of fun, huh? Can't wait to go the Great White Way on Broadway. 844-500-4242. We always talk about what we want to do definitely this new year, but not so much how we're going to accomplish it. Let's face it, right now, if it's not easy, it's not happening. My secret to staying on track with my goals? HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers delicious recipes and a convenient doorstep delivery to take the hassle out of mealtime and save me hours at the grocery store. With farm-fresh produce plus calorie-smart and carb-smart recipe options, HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to eat well. I can take my pick from 50 menu and market items each week. I can even customize my own box by switching proteins and swapping sides for meals that work for me. You love HelloFresh, don't you, Taylor?
Yeah, it's great. Like I said yesterday, we didn't get a HelloFresh this week, but we have a lot of the old recipe cards. So what we did was we took one of the recipe cards for a fettuccine dish, and it has just a few ways you can spice things up using your own ingredients that you buy from grocery stores like you would typically do. But you're following HelloFresh's recipe, so it's already all there. It's all set up. It's very easy to follow, even if you've only done it once before. It's so easy.
It's like taking a gourmet cooking class without it leaving your own kitchen.
Yeah,
it's,
and it doesn't take that much time at all.
Plus, it's a cinch to skip a week, change your delivery date, or update your preferences right from the HelloFresh app. Their chefs really know how to warm up these long winter nights with comforting dishes from around the world, like juicy beef tenderloin and cheese fondue that I can whip up in my own kitchen. This year, I've traded my takeout habit for easy-to-prepare meals from HelloFresh and have fallen in love with cooking at home again. And you can, too. For a limited time, take advantage of an exclusive President's Day sale offer. 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. Use code HOWIE16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
On Broadway.
You know, this what I just read you was in the New York Post. I mean, they're not really down on the city. They know Broadway's got to come back. But this is just horrible what's going on. On the way out, bouncers stood outside bellowing at us to exit in particular ways. Only once had we thrown off this last line of dementors were we finally free. For all the effort of the performers, I wouldn't go back to Harry Potter or any other theater run by the Ambassadors Theater Group if they paid me. But I was left thinking, not for the first time, says Douglas Murray, how our city, our country, needs liberating from these people. The COVID enforcers have got to go, along with all their stupid, pointless, carefully demeaning rules that are making us live after what most of the world has clamored out from them. But there's pockets of it everywhere, or most places. What will happen to the mask enforcers when their empire finally does fall? I don't know for sure, but I know Rikers Island always needs wardens. How strange that Broadway should be the place that trained up its next crop. You know, it is pretty weird. You go to work at Broadway, you know, you think you want to be in showbiz, right? And it's like you're a screw, a prison guard. And Libby, I don't know if all of them, but Libby apparently likes it a lot. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Howie, I hope this reminds you of Jerry Williams. He used to say all the time, they're out there. They're really out there. But I have a theory that this is all a ruse, this Ukraine thing. Of course, Putin is in on it. It's to get Joe Biden at the last second, be a hero, and he's going to get the
right.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. You may be onto something there. But, Ron, I thought the war started on Wednesday. We were told that it was starting on Wednesday, right? I mean, it was everywhere. It was on all the networks. It was in all the newspapers, every website. War is going to begin on February 16th. Now it's February 18th. I've missed the latest bulletins from the front, Ron.
I wish the 18th we were losing the masks.
Didn't you hear about that new variant I just told you? BA, I think it means dot two. I don't know. It may mean BA period two. I don't know what it means. Why can't they just go with the Greek letters? Oh, I know why. Because one of the letters is Xi. They don't want to offend their paymaster. Thanks for the call, Ron. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John, quickly.
Hey, this whole thing here with the COVID dying, it's on its way dying. And what the smoke and mirrors is this thing over in Ukraine. That's what they're taking the pressure off. They're not going to admit defeat on that. You know, it's going to come. It's just going to go away.
Yeah,
and they're not going to talk about it, just like everything else.
Right. It's wag the dog. So you know. By the way, there's a story this afternoon out of California. Gas prices have hit a new all-time high in California. $4.72 in parts of California. It's in the Sacramento Bee, a left-wing rag. So you know, I mean, if the Sacramento Bee is reporting it. I'm gonna say it's true. We'll print up the story and give you the bad news. But they want to talk about Ukraine. How's the market doing, by the way? I'm Howie Carr.